The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he is joining us live from New York City for us in New York City. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. You can tune in on CBSSportsRadio.com. Yeah, you can go to the website and listen. SiriusXM 158. If you have a smart speaker, got one of those Alexa, Amazon, Siris, Google, whatever the heck you got, just get its attention and say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. I appreciate you. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. This is halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. We've had some damn good guests. First of all, thank you so much to Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champion, multiple-time Pro Bowler, helped make way for John Elway and Terrell Davis, and now he's an analyst for the NFL. He took time on his birthday, by the way. He came by and gave us his perspective on all the coaching changes in the NFL. We talked about the fact that Bill Belichick realistically might not coach this year. Dave Canales is moving on from offensive coordinator with the Buccaneers. He's now going to be leading the way as head coach of the Carolina Panthers and trying to fix Bryce Young. And then we talked about Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris, a former defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams. Raheem Morris is moving on. He's going to be the head coach of the Falcons. And he did coach the Falcons at one point on an interim basis after the firing of Dan Quinn. And then we had another guest. Thank you so much to Jake Butt. Jake Butt played for the Michigan Wolverines. He played in the NFL for the Denver Broncos. And he talked to us about the changes at Michigan post Jim Harbaugh, as well as what he expects to be the positive changes for the Los Angeles Chargers with Jim Harbaugh at the helm. So it's been a busy day. It's been a busy afternoon, a busy evening for all of us here at CBS Sports Radio. If you want to participate in the show, it's very, very simple. You can call up. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am also everywhere online. That's X/Twitter and Facebook and IG. If you're a creep and you want to look at pictures, I am there at JR Sport Brief. We're going to talk more football as the night continues on. I'd be remiss amongst all of the coaching talk and the hirings and the firings if I didn't take some time to discuss what just took place in the NBA. No, there were no firings. Nobody else got the boot. Draymond Green did not get suspended. But the NBA just released its all-star starters for its All-Star game this season, which is, it's bananas to think about. The All-Star game is going to take place next month, February 18th, in Indianapolis. And the starters were announced, and I can go ahead and share with you some of those names right now, this very second. So the shock of absolutely no one, LeBron James is an All-Star. And why is, you know what, a matter of fact, I'll get some more of that. Let me just give you the starters and then tell you about the record that LeBron James broke. So, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, all-star starter, representing the Oklahoma City Thunder. Kevin Durant is going to make his 14th all-star appearance. Luka Doncic, crazy to think he's been around this long. I guess he has, and we'll get to him because he's a whiny crybaby. Luka Doncic making his 5th all-star appearance. That's for the West. Luka, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant. And then you can't forget about the center, right? Reigning NBA Finals MVP, Nikola Jokic at center. And then for the East, the man of the hour, Tyrese Haliburton, starting for the All-Star team this year. Game will take place in Indianapolis. Damian Lillard makes it as a starter from the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo makes it to his 8th All-Star game. Jason Tatum back in the All-Star game as well. No shock to any living human being there. And then Joel Embiid. Not really a surprise when you are the reigning MVP and you just dropped 70 points on Monday. And so those are your NBA All-Star starters for both the East and the Western Conference. The game, as I mentioned, will take place on February 18th. Now, here is some record-breaking news. LeBron James now has appeared or will appear in more All-Star games than any human being in NBA history. This is his 20th All-Star appearance. He is breaking another tie. We know about a year ago, he broke and surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most points all time in the NBA. And now LeBron James just broke another tie with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when it comes down to NBA All-Star appearances. And so we have the starters that are set. This is going to be the 66th edition, or excuse me, this will be the 67th edition of the NBA All-Star game. And we're going to find out who the reserves are next week. You know, some of the names of people who are probably, maybe, potentially going to join the team. You got Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks. I know there's a huge kind of push to get him on. Trae Young did not make it as a starter. It'll be interesting to see if he makes it with how bad the Hawks have been, sub 500. Jaylen Brown likely to make the team. Donovan Mitchell's, Devin Booker's, Kawhi Leonard's, etc. We're going to find out the reserves next week. The reserves will be voted on by the coaches. And when it comes to the starters that I just named, they're voted on by 50%, or it's weighted 50% of fans, 25% of the players vote. And then you also have the other 25%, which is made up of the media. A matter of fact, the Boston Celtics are playing the Miami Heat right now in Miami. Terry Rozier is making his debut for the Miami Heat. See what he's doing. Already has 4 points. Boston leads 34-23, and Jason Tatum is out there on the floor, someone expected to help take these Celtics to a championship. He has 8 points. And before the game, TNT caught up with Jason Tatum in the locker room before everything got started, and Jason Tatum talked about why it is still special to be named an All-Star.
You never want to take it for granted, right? It's 450 guys in the league. And for the fans to, you know, consistently vote me, you know, it's truly an honor. And something I don't take for granted, right? You know, I grew up wanting to be an All-Star weekend every year. And to live out that dream in real time is, you know, it's pretty cool. So I'm very grateful and thankful for that and excited.
Yeah, good. It's good. I enjoy watching Tatum play. He's not 7 feet tall like a Kevin Durant. He's not a traditional shooting guard in regards to he's 6'5", 6'6". He's 6'8". He reminds me of a slightly less athletic Tracy McGrady from his movements, his shot selection. If he was high-flying a little bit more, you know, I'd say he reminds me really of Tracy McGrady. But Jason Tatum is one of my favorite players to watch in the NBA, especially up close in person. This is Jason Tatum's 5th All-Star appearance. Someone else making his 5th All-Star appearance is Luka Doncic. And we know the NBA has pretty much exploded from an international perspective, okay? It is bananas when you think about some of the international players who will be participating in the All-Star game. You have the Giannis Antetokounmpos. You have Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid. I know he's going to be representing Team USA in the Olympics, but he is originally from Cameroon. And so the game continues to grow, and Luka Doncic is here as well. And we're going to get into Luka Doncic and some of his, let's call them, personal issues. But Luka Doncic was just in studio minutes ago with TNT talking about his fifth All-Star appearance, and he talked about why it's special to make the All-Star team. Listen to Luka on TNT.
Every time I'm there, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I always tried to watch the All-Star game, but they wouldn't let me. My parents wouldn't let me. It was like 3 a.m. I had this school. I just wanted to be in the NBA, that's all. First year, I didn't know what to expect, where I'm going to be. But I was just happy to be here and to play basketball at the highest level.
He's happy to be here and play basketball at the highest level. Well, next break, we'll talk about that. Because when Luka's playing basketball, to be honest, he doesn't appear all that happy. I mean, he's one of the NBA's best players, one of their best point guards. But throughout the course of a game, he's quite miserable. I'll explain next break about how Luka had a fan tossed from the game last night in Dallas, and how he even seemed pretty miserable with a particular member of the media after the game. But we'll get into that. The All-Star game, I must tell you, is also going to be a little different than past years. This season, traditional East-West format. We're not going to have dudes voting on teams. For the past 6 years, we've had to look at the NBA All-Star game as kind of like street ball. Captains. LeBron James was your top vote getter. And for the past six seasons, LeBron James has been one of the captains. Giannis was a captain, it seems like, three other times. Steph Curry, and then also, I think, Kevin Durant one other time. That is out of the window. No captains, traditional East versus West. And then at the end of the game, where we've had a target score for the winner, that's out the window as well. We're going to have a traditional game. It'll be all four quarters, 12 minutes. And then if we go to overtime, we go to overtime. And damn it, I hope that we do. The NBA has really been trying to emphasize that the All-Stars go out and try to play in the game. Don't just coast through the game. Joe Dumars, who now is pretty much the enforcer in charge of the NBA under Adam Silver, Joe Dumars says, man, when you turn on an NBA All-Star game, I think people expect to see some competition. And Joe Dumars' official title, League Executive Vice President and Head of Basketball Operations. And last year's All-Star game sucked. It was one of the lowest All-Star games, least watched, least viewed All-Star games in NBA history. Only 4.6 people, not 4.6, excuse me, 4.6 million people tuned in to watch the damn game. That's pathetic. And so I'm very interested to see what it looks like in Indianapolis. Congratulations to LeBron James once again for breaking another record. He has more All-Star appearances than anyone else in NBA history. And just to have 20 All-Star appearances flat and period, there have only been a few other players in sports, period, in professional sports, who've had that many All-Star appearances. And they played in other sports. Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Stan the Man Musial. These are the only individuals to have played and been an All-Star in 20 different seasons. Also, the great Gordie Howe. Hey, Ryan, are you a fan of the NBA All-Star game? Have you enjoyed it? It has lost some of the pizzazz, man. It's not just the dunk contest that's lost it. The All-Star game has typically been second rate.
I have not been into it. I'm not a big All-Star game, like the actual game itself. I like baseball because baseball is really the only one you could still try because it's kind of impossible not to. But, like, football, I mean, even if the Pro Bowl, I know it's not going on or it's flag football, but even if it was going on, never cared about that. Hockey, same thing. NBA, same thing. I'll probably put it on, to be honest. It's my job, so I'll watch. But I'm not carving out, let's say, Sunday night to say, oh, All-Star Game's on, got to watch it.
Yeah, it's lost some of the juice. I mean, years ago, we've seen some competitive matchups, but to even think about it, some of the competitive matchups are from like 20 years ago. I remember there was one All-Star game that ended with Allen Iverson and Stephon Marbury helping to lead the way back for the East, and that sounds so long ago because it is. I mean, the players kind of sleepwalk through things. All-Star Saturday night with the dunk contest, the life has been sucked out of that one. To be honest, who won the dunk contest last year? It was a white guy from the G League, right? He wasn't even really an NBA player.
Oh, good. I honestly totally forgot. Yeah. You're right, Mac McClung.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, I don't even remember the guy's name because he's not even in the NBA. Like, the NBA had to pluck a dude out of the G League to help put on a good dunk contest. So, pretty bad. I couldn't tell you who won a three-point contest. I heard a rumor that the giant 7'4" Victor Wembanyama out of San Antonio is going to participate in the skills competition. So that might be something worth watching, but you can catch it on social media. So let's see what the NBA does with this All-Star game, knowing that there are going to be some changes. We're back to the traditional East versus West format. We don't have players operating as captains, you know, picking guys like they were on the street. I appreciate that. And then we're getting away from this Elam ending where you have a target score to win the game. It's going to be traditional. They're going to be four quarters. You're going to have 12 minutes. You'll have an opportunity to beat the team in all four. And if you're tied up, you just go straight into overtime. Congratulations to the NBA All-Star starters. Once again, Nikola Jokic, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic representing the West, Tyrese Haliburton representing the Pacers. The game will take place in Indianapolis. Damian Lillard, Giannis, Jason Tatum, and Joel Embiid are your East starters. Next Thursday, we find out who the coaches vote in as reserves. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And on the other side, I have to talk about one All-Star starter in particular in Luka Doncic. I wonder if they're going to put Crybaby on the back of his jersey because that's what the hell he seems like. I'm going to explain what he did to a fan last night, and then we'll also hear from Luka as minutes ago, he just spoke to the NBA on TNT crew. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to know, that this portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson. Available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now, it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of control, right before we went to break, I shared with you the news in the NBA All-Star starters. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. LeBron James, God bless him, he is now made his record 20th NBA All-Star game, the first dude to hit 20 in NBA history. Dare I remind you, the NBA has been around for what now, 76, 77 years? And LeBron James has been to 20 All-Star games. He just broke a tie with Kareem at 19. Now, having said that, we have an individual in the NBA who is only making his fifth All-Star game. He's going to be 25 years old next month. He is the Dallas Mavericks starting guard. He is also a starter for the West in the All-Star game next month. It's Luka Doncic. There's no disputing how great and how amazing of a player that he is. This is someone who at the point guard position is big as hell. He's not the most athletic dude in the world. He's coming over from Europe, and he is a bully. He is second in the NBA in scoring right now to only Joel Embiid, who's averaging 36, 37 points a game. Luka is giving you 33 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. What Luka is also giving you is complaints. What Luka is also giving you is an earful if you happen to be an NBA referee. Luka Doncic has been unhinged. He has 9 technical fouls so far this season. He's tied with Bobby Portis, who they call Crazy Eyes, and he's also tied with Trae Young for second in techs this season. The guy who has the most technical fouls to the surprise of nobody is Dylan Brooks, who they nicknamed, or he's given himself the nickname, Dylan the Villain. And Luka Doncic last night didn't just complain to the referees about the play on the court, the lack of fouls. Last night, Luka Doncic decided to argue about a fan. Last night, the Dallas Mavericks, they took on the Phoenix Suns. They went out there and they lost. And Luka was upset with a fan in Dallas who happened to have a Phoenix Suns jersey on, who reportedly was arguing or yelling at Luka, heckling him throughout the night. And then Luka had enough. Luka Doncic basically had this fan ejected for saying, well, you're looking kind of out of shape there. Get your fat ass on a treadmill. Dare I paraphrase? Luka Doncic had the fan ejected. And the person who decided to report this was Tim McMahon. Tim McMahon has covered the Dallas Mavericks for several years now. He covers them for ESPN. And Tim McMahon reported this. So after the game, after the loss, Tim McMahon asked Luka Doncic about why he had the fan ejected. And Luka went right back at Tim McMahon. And he was just like, well, he did more than tell my fat ass to get on a treadmill. He was cursing me out all game long, but he didn't disclose what and why. This is an interesting interaction. This is Luka Doncic and Tim McMahon going back and forth about why Luka had enough and gave a fan the boot.
I know I saw you when you said about the fan, you know. That was not a true all. That was not the only thing he said. But I knew you would be the first one to point out something like that. Because I'm not going to say what he said, but I knew you were going to be the first one to put out something like that. So I just saw it, man. It's just funny. You always seem to be the first one to put some bad stuff about me.
First of all, 99% of the stuff I've written about you has been good.
I don't know.
I was sitting 2 rows behind us.
All right. So it was the only thing he was, that time he said something, the only thing?
That was what you reacted to.
Yeah. I was hearing the whole first half, right? Oh, you didn't hear anything?
He was definitely hollering.
Okay, there we go.
acted.
Well, you put out something that was just the only thing. But
what was okay, the final straw? What was the final issue? What was the thing that?
It's not the issue. I'm just seeing you seems to be the first one to always put something bad about me.
That's fine. It's all over.
Why did you ask for the fan to be ejected?
Because he was cursing me the whole first half, too.
Why didn't you ask for Lowe to be ejected in the first half, then?
Because I never would eject a fan. They pay for tickets, but I had enough, you know. It's a little bit of frustration.
You turned your head and looked over at him after he said that. That's what we saw.
Yeah, that's fine. The bad guy in the media, right? It's all right.
You feel like you're fairly portrayed in the media?
No.
Oh, man, I love it. Beef. Ryan, I love beef, man. I love it. Like, I understand. Nikola Jokic made it very clear. He said so much more to prompt the ejection. Luka also said he got frustrated. He had enough, and he had the fan thrown out. And so I guess the question that everybody wants to know is, what else did he say? What did he say that was so damn bad? I don't think telling him, hey, man, you're out of shape. Go hit the treadmill. Get your ass on the treadmill. I don't think that's the worst thing. Is it obnoxious? Yes, it's obnoxious. But is it the worst thing? I don't think so. I mean, if you're Luka Doncic, if you are an MVP caliber player in the NBA, just suck it up and go play. Go bust ass on a basketball court. Are you taking your frustrations at losing to the Phoenix Suns? Are you now putting that on the fan? How about this? If Luka Doncic was out there and the Dallas Mavericks were on their way to winning the game and Luka was absolutely on fire, would Luka Doncic be ejecting the fan? Or would he be knocking down the shots and pointing at him to shut up and sit down? You know, for all the crap that Reggie Miller got from the fans at Madison Square Garden, I never saw Reggie Miller, who was hated in Madison Square Garden. You might have had to respect him, but he was hated. I never saw Reggie Miller say, hey, Spike Lee and that nobody up the road got to go. I think Luka is being soft. What do you think, Ryan?
I'm with you 100%. And again, we don't know, right, what exactly was said. So maybe the ejection, after all, was warranted. But if not, if it wasn't, you know, there's a line, right? If it wasn't one of the magic words that everyone would condemn, I mean, it's definitely soft by Luka. I get if you're security, you got to probably just take his lead and not ask a lot of questions. But soft by security for ejecting a guy that's sitting there just trying to chirp. Like, it's part of the game. Again, there is a line to be respectful, absolutely, and there's things you can't say. But if it's in the realm of, hey, you're looking a little slow, work out more, get on the treadmill, whatever. Like, come on, man. Like, you can't allow that chirping to get in your head. It's loser mentality from Luka Doncic.
Yeah, we know the NBA is so much different. You can sit near home plate, off the first baseline, third base. You could be near the on-deck circle, and you could yell at the players. You know, I've seen Bryce Harper get chirped at and chirp back and then hit a home run, and that's how you answer. You know, in hockey, unless you're sitting near the bench or the penalty boxes, it's hard to have an interaction with the players, let alone when they're playing. They're just moving around too fast behind that glass to have that interaction. In the NFL, I mean, you really have to be at the bench or be running towards the end zones to have an interaction with the fans. But at the NBA, the players or the fans are right on top of them. And so last night, the Suns, the final score was 132-109. That's an ass whooping. Kyrie Irving did not play in the game. Luka Doncic, he had 34 points. He was 11 of 24. He didn't have a bad game, but he was the only dude out there doing work. And so last night, he didn't want to provide details outside of the fan was chirping and I was irritated, aggravated. Luka Doncic being announced as an all-star starter. Luka is here in Atlanta. The Falcons, so much Raheem Morris talk. The other bird team, the Hawks, will be hosting the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow. And so Luka Doncic, he stopped by the studio. And so TNT, yes, Charles, Ernie, Shaq, Kenny, they asked Luka Doncic about why he snapped at that fan. And this is what he told the folks over at TNT.
It was the whole game, you know, a little bit. But I was really frustrated. You know, we were losing. I twisted my ankle in the first half. It was just a lot of emotions. Probably shouldn't have done that. So when I'm wrong, I admit it. So probably shouldn't have done that. But it was just the whole game going on.
Oh, my goodness. Ryan, did I just hear an athlete admit that he was wrong? Did I hear an athlete admit that he was wrong?
Sort of.
Why,
probably
sort of.
Shouldn't have done that. Can you take out the word probably?
It's the closest that we're going to get, right? The closest.
I guess. I mean, I guess little is better than nothing, but geez.
He just admitted. And we see this when it comes to his composure in playing the game. Like, he's giving the referees, he's complaining about everything. It's like, bro, go play basketball. And so to have a fan toss, like, yeah, that fan paid money. And I know Devin Booker said, let me know who the fan is. Devin Booker wants to know who he is. I'm sure he's going to get in front row seats at a Suns game and maybe get some photos, what have you. So don't feel all that bad for the fan. If he wants to be identified, he will. But it just sucks that Luka Doncic can look in the stands and go, I'm frustrated. I rolled my ankle. We're getting our asses whooped. This guy in the second row, the third row, the fourth row is letting me have it. So I'm going to toss him. Like, that's not cool. Like, this is a prime example of an NBA player or an athlete being too soft and having damn rabbit ears. This is like James Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks, who wants to throw out fans who chant, sell the team. Like, man, you're a billionaire. You're in the position of power. And as long as anybody isn't being overtly disrespectful, being a complete ass, let them voice their opinion. It's a part of the game. I mean, we got a lot of jerks out here who say awful, terrible things on social media, who feel empowered to just be jerks. But at a basketball game, heckling is a part of sports. And I don't think saying, hey, man, you look out of shape, put your ass on a treadmill. Is it annoying? Yes. Is it obnoxious? Yes. But as Luka said, is it the end all? I don't think so. Luka was also asked about whether or not he can control his emotions overall. Listen to his response.
Yeah, I mean, I have to do it. You know, this is, like I said, on me, and I have to do it. Got to play with the same passion. You know, they always said to me, I like your game because you're having fun out there, you're smiling. And I just think I need to go back to that a little bit more.
Oh, he needs to go back to having fun and smiling. Oh, my God, all of the joy has been sucked out of the life of Luka Doncic. Oh, my God, the man who is a max player in the NBA, a five-time All-Star, someone who's one of the most famous athletes on earth. He's making $200-plus million overall with his new extension. Oh, it's so sad. There's no joy. He needs to yell at the officials. He needs to throw out fans. Somebody give Luka Doncic a lollipop. He needs one. And somebody get one for Mr. Jason Kidd as well. I don't know what the hell Tim McMahon is doing to Luka Doncic and Jason Kidd in Dallas, but they aren't happy with him. I wonder if Luka Doncic will give a half-assed apology to the reporter. I doubt it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Luka Doncic is someone who, yeah, he could be an NBA MVP someday. I don't think it'll happen this season. But how about this? In the NFL, we've already learned some of the MVP finalists for this season. I'm going to share their names with you on the other side of the break. You know what? Speaking of the Dallas Mavericks hating Tim McMahon, I want to share with you some comments made by Jason Kidd as well from a few weeks ago. We got a lot to do. NFL, NBA, Lamar Jackson in the news for some comments made by Cam Newton. We got so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Gray Bar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Gray Bar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Gray Bar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about so much tonight. Raheem Morris going to the Atlanta Falcons. Dave Canellis joining the Carolina Panthers, former offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man, we talked about the NBA All-Star starters. LeBron James is making his record 20th appearance in the All-Star game next month in Indianapolis. And next hour, we got so much to get into. I want to talk about Lamar Jackson. I want to look at some of the other quarterbacks who are left here in the final four of the NFL season. And even Cam Newton had some interesting comments about Lamar Jackson, who, by the way, is one of the finalists for the NFL MVP award, which is distributed by the Associated Press. We're going to talk about the finalists. We're going to get into Lamar Jackson. I want to go ahead and get to the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tommy is here from Milwaukee. Hey, Tommy, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Hey, is Ryan producing the show? Shout out to Ryan if it's Ryan producing the show, too.
You know, absolutely, I love to shout him out. Yeah, he is. Yeah. Say something, Ryan. Go ahead. Let him know.
Tommy, you're the man. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I got to shout out Ryan every time I know he's on the show. Hey, you know, Milwaukee, I know we're talking about all these coaching changes in the NFL, like maybe the biggest one in, I don't know, years in the NBA right now. Doc Rivers coming over to the Bucks. I guess I want to know if that moves the needle for you. In my opinion, you know, I was totally against the firing of Bud when it first happened. I think they did him dirty. They went to the NBA championship 2 years before, and then they lost to the team who ended up going as well. So I thought it was just totally BS when they let him go. Doc Rivers, is that, I mean, I kind of see an idea where it works out well. Like, he is, you know, the guy who gives up a lot of control to players, but I don't see it as a much monumental move over Adrian Griffin. I was just wanting to hear your guys' thoughts on it.
Oh, man. Well, I can't say such a thing. I guess here's a question I'm going to answer you. Why doesn't it move the needle? Well, here's a better question. Why do you care?
Well, my thought on it is that, you know, the last time this move happened, something very similar. I believe they were 30-11 when the Cleveland Cavaliers fired David Blatt and they brought in Ty Lue. And the Bucks are 30-13. They bring in Doc Rivers. Maybe it's something that the Bucks are trying to recreate. If that sort of situation, I saw there was a huge viral clip of the Bucks being extremely happy before the game. So maybe it was a very popular decision by the players. But I don't know if it's. It, to me, the move, like when you fire a coach in the middle of the year, it usually that means there's turmoil, and I don't want there to be turmoil if this team wants to compete for a championship.
Well, that's why there's a coaching change, and thank you so much for answering me. I'm going to answer you now. It doesn't matter who the coach is if the players don't want to play for him. Like, you may not have appreciated how the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, got rid of Coach Budenholzer, and he went on. Well, I think it was apparent Giannis – He made it very clear through his public comments. He felt that they were not making the correct adjustments. And so Budenholzer went. And so if you want to say that anybody did him dirty, I would look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, who wasn't shy in his criticism of Bud as they were kind of pushed out of the playoffs. I guess it didn't matter too much that Giannis was hurt and what have you. And in the case now of Adrian Griffin, if the players don't want to play for him, then what are they to do? I mean, obviously there's turmoil. You said that you don't want there to be any turmoil. Well, they're removing the centerpiece where that or the one that they can move. And so bringing in Doc Rivers, if you want to call him the next greatest coach or the next worst coach, how about this? He's going to be a $40 million pacifier, at least for this season, to try to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo happy into the future while they compete for championships. So, look, man, I am less concerned about who the coach is as long as the players respect that coach and are willing to go out there and play for him. And it's really only two guys that matter. Is it Giannis? Is it Damian Lillard? And I think it's pretty apparent why they made the move. Those dudes did not respect him. It didn't matter whether they liked him or not.
But if it's your argument on they wanted Adrian Griffin so badly, because I firmly believe that Giannis had a huge role in getting Griffin hired.
Like,
did he have a huge role in getting him fired then too, probably?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a player's league. The players call a lot of the shots, at least the superstar players. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Jalen Brunson communicates with the New York Knicks and says, you know, Tom Thibodeau is my guy. You know, it's been very apparent, specifically when it comes to Giannis Antetokounmpo, Budenholzer is gone because Giannis publicly chastised him and his inability to go ahead and adjust during games, okay? Bud is gone. Adrian Griffin was hired because Giannis Antetokounmpo wanted him, and from all indications, Giannis could have had Nick Nurse as his head coach. Giannis wanted someone who was a former NBA player. If we want to continue on, do I think that Adrian Griffin would still be the coach if Giannis wanted him? Yes. I mean, it's twofold. Nobody has to call Giannis on the phone and say, hey, do you want this guy fired? Yes or no. It's as simple as, hey, we're thinking, we're considering of going in a different direction. If I'm Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know what I say? Hey, I just play. You guys do what you feel is best. Done. That says enough. If you want somebody, if you want something, it's like any other relationship. If you want that girl, you want that man, you go for him. You don't dilly-dally in the middle. You get what I'm saying, Tommy? There's no little bit of yes, a little bit of no. It's one way or the other.
And I wasn't sold on Griffin. You know, I wanted to give him time, but I heard some rumblings that his seat was hot. I respect it. I just want to know if the Bucks are in a better spot at the end of this, and I guess as long as morale improves, they are, because you know that they say Tommy, the beatings continue until morale improves. JR,
Tommy,
you can use that one whenever you want.
Tommy, no, I don't need to use that one. I have a better analogy. Tommy, you got a job? You work? You do something? You make money somewhere?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Good. You got coworkers? You ever worked with coworkers in your life? Ever worked with anybody?
All the time. Yeah.
You ever work with somebody who just was a complete pain in your ass, made going to work unbearable?
I might currently, JR. Yeah.
Well, imagine that, and on a few million dollars with higher expectations, having to deal with that. And then you apply that to what might go on in an NBA franchise where there are external pressures. And I think you might understand what's going on. I mean, one of the cool things about going to work and enjoying it is going to work with people who you respect and who you enjoy working with. And that doesn't change, you know, at the NBA level where there are so many more politics and external pressures. Thank you so much, Tommy, for calling from Milwaukee. Yeah, it's been easy for me to go to work. I've had the pleasure of working with Ryan Hickey now and super producer as well and host Dave Shepard. Hello to Dave. I'm sure he might be listening somewhere in the bullpen. And also Stu Kovacs. So these are individuals who've made it very easy for me to come to work. Hey, Ryan, I hope it's mutual.
Oh, it definitely is. Without a doubt.
Very, very convincing. I still like you, Ryan. It's okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Morale is high here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. On the other side, I'm going to give you an update on some NFL quote-unquote stuff. We're going to talk about the candidates officially announced for NFL MVP. I want to share with you some comments made by Cam Newton about Lamar Jackson. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, where morale is high.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.